listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Hey, Sean, you know my model, the Big Four, the RR Big Four.
Yes.
Optimum exercise, optimum nutrition,
yes,
proper rest, and stress management. It's these four aspects of our life that not only do they work for us individually, but they work synergistically to make us basically who we are metabolically, but also our perspectives. So when we're exercising on a consistent basis, when we're eating good nutrition on a consistent basis, when we're resting, getting our proper rest on a consistent basis, you know, those, the first three aspects of the Big Four really determine a lot of stress management. Because if you're under-rested and you have poor nutrition and you're not exercising, your stress levels go up big time. Your fuse gets really, really small. And
yes,
your ability to jump off the handle is very, very strong. It happens really quickly. Everybody knows what I'm talking about with that. So if you, and again, I'm not, you know, you're going to have times when you're off your game, you know, vacations and things that happen, emergencies with family. There's all these things that come up in life, and I get that. And you got to roll with that. So if you miss a workout here, if you get a bad meal here, if you get an off night's sleep, you can make up for all that stuff. The through line of commitment is what I call it. The through line of commitment is to make the best of these four aspects. So going back to that article, I'm just saying, you know, it's really, really simple, you know, and if you break that down, look, eat well, exercise, move, get your rest, and you'll keep your stress levels low, relatively speaking, and this puts you in a position as a stronger fat burner rather than a fat storer, just from a physical aspect. And not only that, it'll help you, I mean, it helps your perspective. You'll get so much done in life if you're following the Big Four. And I'm not talking about just about weight control. Weight control, absolutely, but your perspective, your energy, your outlook, your ability as a parent, your ability as a worker, your ability as a relative, your ability as a spouse, it all goes up if you take care of yourself. I always talk about, look, self-care is one of the most important things you can do. People under the misconception,
absolutely,
yeah, people under the misconception that it's selfish to take care of yourself. Well, how selfish would I be if I don't give my family the best of me? That's selfish. So
very selfish.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So if I'm not, you know, on my game, how can I take care of anybody else? So that's probably a long answer to that question, but
well, but it's good because, you know, we didn't get obese by being selfish. We got being obese because of selflessness.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do is we want to please people,
yep,
and then we start pouring into other people because we feel that we're inadequate anyways, mm-hmm, because of what we, you know, go about. Mm-hmm. And so with all these things that are, where the heck did this lie come from of not being able to eat healthy on a budget? Why does everybody believe that?
Well, Sean,
Barbara,
look, it's really simple, man. The junk food, the fast food industry is a multi, probably trillion-dollar industry. Who knows? So when you go, you know, when you go down to MAPCO or 7-Eleven and get your gas, and you see all this stuff in colored wrappers all around you, and it looks so good, and then maybe you've seen it on the commercials on the sports team and the sports
it's
games.
It's always
that
in
you
the
watch.
Front of you.
It's always in front of you.
Yeah.
It always is packaged really well. And when you're under-rested or you're starving or you're not sleep, you know, you're not exercising or whatever, your propensity, your cravings for that kind of stuff go up. So if I'm walking in to get gas and I skipped lunch because I didn't prepare my environment, which is a whole nother podcast.
That's
you,
good.
You go, when you look at that pastry or you look at that candy bar or you look at that big freezer full of treats there that's right behind you, or you go to the candy bar section, or you go to the, you know, the where the soda pops are. I mean, this sugar stuff's all over the place, and it fills the middle of a grocery store for the most part. So you've heard about it, you see it, it's easy. You're hungry, you're trying to check a box, and it's been perceived that you eating healthy and preparing your environment for success is not even on your radar. So it's a knee-jerk reaction from most people that like, well, this is easy, and this is, wow, it's so plentiful. It must be good for, it can't be bad for me, you know, and everybody does it. Gosh, maybe, and maybe they were taught that or weren't taught not to do it. And it's just, it's just easy. It's sort of like, well, you know, it's just easy to do. As a matter of fact, it's just like, it's easier to sit on the couch sometimes than go walk around the block. It's just an easier thing. And then, you know, I talk about critical decision, which is a whole nother podcast as well. But, you know, we make these critical decisions all the time. And I think we should do a whole show on that, or at least we're going to do a segment on that. But critical decision goes like this. It's like, well, okay, you make these decisions in a nanosecond. You know, you're in the store and it's like, well, look, there's a really nice protein bar there that's got 1 gram of sugar. Should I do that, or should I do that Snickers? Should I do that Three Musketeers? You know, it's like, well, you make that nanosecond decision. You throw this, throw the Three Musketeers in there. You pay for it. You pump your gas. You go in your car. You wolf that thing down. You feel good for about 3 minutes, and then your sugar goes boom back down, and then you need another one. Now, if you would have if you would have prepped your environment and brought your lunch with you. Or B, made a better choice inside that store, that critical decision. Critical decisions, like, again, to work out. Like, you get done with a full day of work. And people think, you know, there's schools of thoughts out there that, I don't have time to work out. I don't have the facilities. I don't have the resources. BS. Because you get up from your desk. It takes no resources to go walk around that block. You either make that decision to do that, or you don't. You go home and you plop down on the couch and you eat more food. These are critical decisions, and the critical decisions mount up, and they create your momentum. They create your momentum critical in either decisions. Direction, man. So that's what it's
critical
about.
Critical decisions.
Yeah.
Man, it is. It's all about that critical decision, and it's up to you.
It's up to you. It's in a second. It's like you make it, or you don't.
I don't care if you're 500, 600, 700 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's myself and my community of people that are struggling with obesity, every one of us right now that are listening have a critical decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've made, if you're in that candy bar. Yeah. If you're in that position, you've made a lot of critical decisions that weren't in your favor, and they've mounted up.
Well, I mean, you know what? That's the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's keeping it 100.
Yep.
Because, you know, food that you put into your body can't do it, especially the processing all that sugar. Mm-hmm. There's just no way. Sugar is, I guarantee it, the FDA wouldn't approve sugar today because it's a drug. It just is.
Oh, I think they would, Sean. I think they would. It's too big of an industry. It's too big of an industry. Oh. You take sugar away and what do you have? You know, I mean, it trickles down into the medical. It trickles down into the food industry. I mean, sugar keeps a lot of industries alive.
Probably bigger than fast food. Oh. I mean, that's probably.
Fast food's laden with sugar.
So they're gonna market. They're not gonna market. Hey, come on down to our store. We got apples and oranges and grapes. Yeah. You know, in the front of the way.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Right.
Because that's not making them any money. Mm-mm. You know, I mean, that's not lining pockets, because, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, not money, but people just, I want more.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's that. Yeah, you're right.
They want more because sugar drives your hunger too. I mean, the more sugar you have, the more you want.
Oh, yes. Sugar begets sugar.
It's endless.
And it does. It makes you hungry for something else. Now you want, you know, just my pattern. Like, my thing is, I'm a meat and potatoes person.
Yeah,
okay?
Me too.
I, you know, I like breads. I was never, like I said, what you would call addicted to food, or, and I never ate. I ate bad. Okay, I ate wrong. During the day, it was just you ate bad. Didn't realize what until I started journaling my food. Mm-hmm. You know, 8 years ago, every day, I've been journaling my food. And with that being said, I didn't realize how bad you're like, I'm going to document everything I ate tonight. I'm not, or today. And I'm not eating good stuff, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I was like, my goodness gracious, that is disgusting. Mm-hmm. on the macros, you know, the fat, the, you know, my carbs, mm-hmm. you know, the protein was so low, but my carbs were through the roof. My fats were through the mm-hmm. roof. And all of a sudden I'm looking at this and look at how many calories I got. I didn't realize how many calories I had. Mm-hmm. And they were all bad calories. Yeah. There was nothing I could say that went into my, and that changed my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I think that journaling is very important.
It's extremely important.
You know, to find out what you're eating and what you're putting into your body.
Yeah, what you do supports and where you are. That's exactly, that simple.
That's good. That, say that again.
What you do supports where you are.
You hear that? Everybody hear that?
What you do supports where you are.
What you do
yep.
supports where you are.
Right? Because here's what, when I work with an individual, the first thing I have them do, aside from their health history and informed consents and all that, I have them fill out a 3-day recall, 3-day nutrition recall, because I want to see typical days of consumption right now, food, drink, the whole nine yards, because that those 3 days, and I want you to be very truthful with me, those 3 days tell me how you got to be where you are and why you need the help. And that's what we need to fix.
Dude,
so
that's powerful,
yeah,
Robert.
Yeah. So I see it because when I work with somebody and anybody that's, you know, even if I'm not working with you individually, look, make your own 3-day recall, write it down and be truthful with yourself. And like Sean did, he looked at that and he went, holy crap, that's why I'm where I am.
You know, it was just nothing but carbs, mm-hmm. you know, and sugars.
Yep. Yep. And
you know, I would drink at least a 2-liter of Pepsi a day.
Oh man. And people need to know that look, the main culprit of obesity and being overweight is, you know, I never have anybody count. I've never had anybody count a calorie in my life and left in my whole career, unless they want to. I'm fine with it. Calories are a measure of mm-hmm. heat. It's properties of food that you need to be concerned with, and the whole thing is about keeping insulin levels at bay, because when you are eating, like you say, drinking a couple liters of soda a day, processed carbs, these things continue to spin your insulin out of your blood sugar and your insulin out of control. And when your insulin is out of control and free floating, your body's storing fat. You keep insulin levels at bay by eating protein and fiber at your meal. I call protein plus fiber equals hunger suppressor. That's the main one of the main equations of my whole professional career in terms of coaching somebody nutritionally. You keep your insulin levels at bay, and you don't drive that insulin, and then all of a sudden you start burning fat instead of storing fat. That's how it works.
Well, from what you said there, the critical decision, mm-hmm. okay, that I had was giving up caloric drinks. Mm-hmm. The day you know Pepsi used to have a control of me,
mm-hmm. yeah,
that's what I my go to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When the best, it's never had control of me since 11 years
Good
ago.
Good for you.
And that was my first step, mm-hmm. Robert. Yep. Not saying that I haven't had it doesn't have control of me. Not that I haven't had it over the past 11 years, mm-hmm. because I'm like I'm human. I mean, I should I no, probably not, but I did. But the thing that's great is I get up on the horse. Mm-hmm. I had a, you know, bad thing. I, you know, had it and I fell off the boat.
There you go. And everybody does that, by the way.
I get back up. Yeah. And, right. We're human. And I get right back up on
Absolutely.
It. I don't stay off the horse. Absolutely. That's the thing that another critical decision
Absolutely.
That I busted mm-hmm. is when I stopped saying, if I fall one day, I don't, you know, I have one flat tire. I don't flat slash the other three.
Right.
You know what
well
I'm saying?
Said, yeah.
And I fix that flat tire and I get back up and get on the road. Mm-hmm. And that's with everything that if I knew the stuff here, especially these over, like this myth to where all the fast food, everything said that, you know, you said about the fast food industry, mm-hmm. the sugar industry, mm-hmm. they don't want to tell us that it's inexpensive or you can eat healthy on a budget mm-hmm. and eat healthy mm-hmm. paying this. And this is good stuff. This comparison and these tips, okay, mm-hmm. But before we get in, you came up with these overall tips, and I want you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say each one of them here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But before we do this, Robert, I want to go over this comparison. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about these comparisons a little mm-hmm. bit. So we have the comparison of eating at McDonald's mm-hmm. and eating on a budget, okay? Yep. And these tips that I want to share these tips that Robert has that will see, okay, if I take these steps and not to get overwhelmed with it, mm-hmm. just take one step at a time on each step,
yep.
you can do it. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert, this comparison that we have in front of mm-hmm. us, okay? McDonald's, and by the way, shout out to Carrie for getting this together.
Yeah, data.
Absolutely. It was incredible data. I mean, I don't know. You agree on this too, Robert?
Out of the park, man. Out of the park.
Yes.
Thank you, Carrie.
So extra value meal, okay, usually at McDonald's, mm-hmm. right? You get a Big Mac, large fry, you know, large, you know, pop, extra value meal, you know, quarter pounder with cheese, mm-hmm. 20-piece chicken nugget, filet of fish, mm-hmm. you know, these are all extra value mm-hmm. meals, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Big Mac has 540 calories. Mm-hmm. Just remember, eat 540 calories just with the Big Mac, 490 for the large fry, mm-hmm. 290 for the large soda, mm-hmm. which equals 1,320 calories.
Right. And probably over 100 grams of sugar, easily.
Let's see, yeah. Well, carbs, 46 grams. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of grams. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you're looking at the alternative. So this is what we, as people that are struggling with obesity, have been living on, mm-hmm. and you as a child and a teen were living mm-hmm. on, that we don't realize that one meal we can have 1,320 calories. Mm-hmm.
Easily.
That's just one. I have what 680 calories left if I'm going compared on the 2,000 calorie a day, mm-hmm. you know, meal plan. And that's just whatever they came up with,
right.
Okay? So I have 680 calories mm-hmm. that I have for the remainder of the day, okay? But then all of a sudden, guess what what happens? So that was for lunch.
Yep.
You know, at night, then what you're doing, you come home, you're drinking a big old Pepsi at home, mm-hmm. you're having, you know, mashed potatoes mm-hmm. with extra, you know, extra butter. Mm-hmm. You know, you're having homemade bread. Mm-hmm. You know, you're having, you know, a big, you know, whatever to go with, you know, and it all adds up. So that's what we're saying. But the alternative to the Big Mac is the Big Mac salad.
There you go. Yeah. That you can make at home, by the way.
Okay, now that's what I'm getting mm-hmm. to, Robert. And this is where you're going to bust it loose. Mm-hmm. Is that we think, okay, wait a minute. How much did I just spend on that at, you know, McDonald's, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that right there from the comparison, you know, it's, you know, the average cost of a Big Mac in the U.S. is $7.77.
Ouch.
Plus all applicable taxes. Mm-hmm. The average groceries to create a Big Mac salad per serving using the U.S. average cost are this. Listen, check this mm-hmm. out, Robert. Romaine lettuce, $1. Mm-hmm. Lean ground beef, $1. Mm-hmm. Tomato, $0. Mm-hmm. Red onion, $1. Mm-hmm. Cheddar cheese, 8 cents. Dill pickle, no cents, which is a grand total of $4.28 plus all applicable taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously? Mm-hmm. Now, go on to say we have that, which I want you, I mean, just get ready. I want you to just defy these myths, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
And how we can do it and go over these steps. What if you have food delivered, okay? Mm-hmm. Uber Eats for fast food is $6 plus.
Yeah.
And 20% of the total order mm-hmm. service fee. DoorDash is anywhere from $0 to $8. Mm-hmm. 21% of the total order. Mm-hmm. Grubhub is $7 plus. Yeah. 12% of the total order.
Crazy.
Instacart, $10. Walmart, $35. Mm-hmm. You know, fresh, you know, direct. The entire grocery order, not, you know, just one meal, but a minimum order required. And that's where we go, is that not only are they having that, but it's also the groceries that you buy that Big Mac. It just, it's set, the you know, you can spend $20 at McDonald's mm-hmm. for a meal and a half.
Yeah, basically. You look at it, look at a, okay, let's say a family of four, Sean. Four Big Macs, four large fries, four of those Coca-Colas. Okay, that's probably, you're looking at what, $12-$13 per meal, right? Four mm-hmm. times 13 mm-hmm. is 52, plus your taxes, yes. $56. $56 plus another $6 or $8, so $64, couple dollars tip, $65, $66, $67 for a family of four to eat at home from McDonald's. Now, you give me $67 and you take me to Kroger's, you take me to Aldi, you take me to Trader Joe's, you take me to Whole Foods even, and what I can buy for $66, I mean, $67, I mean, right there, I can buy what? 8 packets of organic ground beef. 8 packets. I can buy
8 packets.
8 packets. That's food for a month. So
you're in the first overall point is buying in bulk
from a grocery store. You've got to learn. I mean, again, the you know, you see the ads on the TV. I mean, this stuff's been gone over and over and over by food experts and doctors over the years. Doctors that know what's happening, by the way. Right. This is a big manipulation. You're being sold into getting these foods. I was too. But, you know, I will tell you this as an adult, and to keep control and to secure my environment, to live the lifestyle that I have, I learned very, 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 very definitively that eating out was not in my best interest. I can eat like a king at home. For if I ate out like I eat at home, I would spend 20
so
times.
So don't eat out.
I don't eat out.
So don't,
rarely.
Don't eat out.
Of special occasions. Yeah, special occasions, family events, whatever. I buy somewhat in bulk. I'll go grocery shopping for 2 weeks, sometimes more. I mean,
and can I interject there too, for people that are struggling with obesity? Usually they're on a fixed mm-hmm. income. You know what I'm saying? They're just, you know, disabled. So we're not there to scare you. You can do that, but don't overwhelm yourself, because buying in bulk, you're saving money because you're getting more for what you're buying.
Right. Well,
and so you say, I can't afford that. Right. Then I don't want people to get offset, but buying in bulk, not eating out.
Well, not even bulk. Let's just talk about a week. Buy your food weekly.
Okay, good. Let's talk about that. $67
for one meal. That's one meal. That's not even counting the other two meals you had that day, and God knows what that was. So $67, I mean, everybody knows, you give $67 cash to go to any of these grocery stores, you can buy a lot of groceries. You can fill a grocery cart for $67 if you want to.
And so
the thing is, it's like, think about McDonald's, the cost there. Well, let's talk about making tacos at home. Like, you go to Taco Bell, what do they charge? I don't even know. I'm way out of touch with those prices.
They're pretty
$3 for taco. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can make a taco with organic meat from my house for 65 cents.
Wow.
Think about it. You know, some crushed tomatoes, some salsa, some crushed lettuce, and some ground meat in a taco shell?
Man.
What the heck?
You put that on your forehead to make your tongue slap your brain.
Absolutely.
Out,
now, why would I? I mean, for me, again, it just makes so much sense to me. It always did. But, like, why would I go and pay Taco Bell for some processed whatever it is when I can...
If it's meat.
Yeah, if it's even meat, exactly. And when I can make it at home for 65 cents. I mean, come on.
Wow, that's demystifying. Yeah. That's That's like crushing.
Yeah, the myth. It is. Go to Costco, buy a big old bag of. They discount, you know, their vegetables. Or buy a big bag of spinach, make a big salad. Throw some taco meat on that salad. You get a little taco spice. You throw it on the chop up some tomatoes. Get a little non-fat sour cream. You got a huge taco salad for pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
How much you go to buy a taco salad at one of these places? $7, $8, $9, $10, $12. I can make an army. Yeah. I can have everybody over for Thanksgiving for $12 and serve taco salads, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I
think about
that,
it.
But see, that's what we don't know, because you gotta be able to know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know if you don't know.
You don't know if you don't know. But well, now anybody that's listening to this, you know. You got to start.
Nope,
you got to.
You know. You better start. Yeah, it's time.
It's time, you know.
It's like we're taking the mask off of the, you know, eat healthy on a budget.
Yeah, let's take a Big Mac. I mean, what is a Big Mac? Ground meat, a bunch of, you know, like Thousand Island sauce with some onions and some pickles and a couple pieces of bread and some cheese. I mean, again, you know, I got organic beef sitting in my freezer that I'm going to defrost, put on the grill tonight here. Each one of those at Whole Foods cost me $7.99. So I'm going to make four very, very large burgers, and I'm going to put them on the grill. My wife and I will each have one each, and we'll have leftovers for $7.99.
Mm.
Come on, people.
Dude. Yes, yes, yes. Well, what about, how about this? How about, you know, using crock pot type meals.
Oh, now you're talking
my
language.
Let's go into. Yeah, I know you. I mean, you're always, you know, you show your video. You're stirring your soups and all that.
Well,
so
check.
So give
yeah,
us
check,
give us
check
that.
It out. So okay, so I'll give you my chili for example. I mean, who doesn't love
chili? Yeah, your chicken chili.
Chicken chili. Okay, so I get again. This
and
is,
Robert likes a lot of spices.
I love
too,
spices.
So you know,
you can spices
you do,
as you
have
wish.
Spice on
yeah.
You have it on every dish. I mean, for breakfast, lunch. And
I like a little fire because, you know, the fire brings out the flavor instead of using a bunch of sodium.
Oh, yeah.
So, and not that you don't need sodium. You need a minimum amount of sodium a day.
I love fire,
but
too.
You get fire.
Yeah, I don't like as much as you. I mean, I think you could eat like a fire, you know, a fire stick. I think you're a flame
I can withstand
eater,
some fire.
You know?
I can withstand some, you know, on that scale.
Right.
I can withstand pretty high. But but the thing is this. Okay, so I'll give you an example, which I'll give you two examples. Three examples, actually, really quick. Number one, my chili. Okay, so I get a low-sodium quart of tomato base. I get some organic crushed tomatoes, pretty good-sized can. I get some ground turkey and or ground chicken. Okay, I get a can of organic garbanzo beans. I throw in a whole bag of broccoli and a whole bag of cauliflower rice. I mix this together. It gives me about seven hearty servings. It costs me $12 to make that dish. And that's organic. So that means if you don't go organic, you're probably under $10 for that whole thing. Now, that is going to feed a family, you know, easily a four. You know, you throw some Parmesan cheese on your chili, and it's filling, it's fiber, it's protein. That's another example. Okay, beans are nothing. So you buy a bag of beans, you boil them, you put them in some your favorite gravy or your favorite broth or whatever, and you make some stew meat, and you fry that up, and you put that all together in a crock pot or a big pot. You got a wonderful beef stew, maybe throw in some vegetables in there, and you got this wonderful beef stew for, again, what, $10, you know? And the other thing, too, chicken soup. Go buy some low-sodium, the quart of the chicken soup, pour it in the pot. You know, put your chicken burger, your turkey burger, or your lamb burger, or whatever you want. Fry that up, saute that up, put that in there. Throw your beans in there. Throw some vegetables. Stir it up. I mean, come on, that's it's pennies. Now, you what about going and a bowl of chili or a bowl of chicken soup at some restaurant? You go out and pay $6, $7, $8 for a bowl.
Yep.
And it's loaded with sodium, by the way.
Yeah. So here we're coming to an end here.
Yeah.
I mean, we there's so much more to cover. We'll be that's why you're gonna have to go to Bridging the Gap podcast because it's gonna be rich.
And I think
gonna be
the app too,
on here quite a bit too.
Yeah, I think
he'll. So Robert's gonna be on this and other things. So I want to say everything, but I can't. But you know, Robert is gonna be helping us change some lives, not just mine, but yours as well.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout because, anyways, I can't wait. But Last thing, couple things here before we go. Mm-hmm. You said eliminate juices, you know, pops, and any other form of processed hydration. Right. And then the last one, I want you to go over both of these. Mm-hmm. Eliminate the juices and the caloric drinks. Then eliminate junk and processed foods.
Yeah, yeah.
Give your take on that.
Simple. First of all, you know, it's these drinks, you know, the juices, you know, the cranberry juice, orange juice, or whatever, these commercial juices are just loaded, mounting the sugar. And the mounting of the sugar just drives your insulin, makes you store fat. So, you know, you don't need that. And plus, you're paying, like, what? You go to 7-Eleven, you throw down $3 or $4 for a big thing of juice or whatever, and you're drinking all that, and you're just the same body. You're telling your body, store fat. Just chug it down, store fat, store all the fat you want. You know, the pops or whatever. You're spending such unnecessary money. You're better off to, you know, get some sort of a thermos or a water bottle, any kind of a water bottle. You invest in it, you know, whatever, $10 or whatever. Order it online, get it cheap, and you can, you know, there you go. And you know, you get your water at the beginning of the day, and you fill that up. And maybe you want to flavor your water, so you squeeze some fresh lemon in there, or maybe a trace element of like some cranberry juice to give it a little flavor. You know, we used to give it the, I remember the weight loss challenge, one of the weight loss challenges we did, all the challengers had to, it was like 105 degrees in Vegas. And we had them do this like treasure hunt thing that was around, you know, some of the casinos. And we put backpacks on them. We filled half with the G2 Gatorade and half with water. And we gave them a straw, and they were, you know, taking, hydration backpacks, because you got to hydrate. But you gotta make it water. Water is what you need. Water and electrolytes. So your sugary stuff you're buying at the grocery stores, and even if you buy sugary stuff at bulk at the grocery store, you're still wasting your money. I mean, you're basically bringing home a 6-pack of Pepsi that's just you're gonna suck it down, and you're gonna drive your insulin. You're gonna store fat. Drink water. Drink flavored waters. You know, things like
ice. Stay away from processed junk food.
Yeah, like we've already talked about. I mean, we've broken that myth down really good. You know, again, go back to the 65-cent taco. Re-listen to this. Wind back if you didn't hear it, or if you need to hear it again.
Or Doritos is like little bag of Doritos is $1.50 to $2.
Two.
You get out of a vending machine, or you go. That's a lot of money for 12 chips.
$2 again, you know, go back to $2, $2.50. I can go to Trader Joe's and buy some, you know, quinoa chips for what, $3.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Tell me some good snackage that, you know, people can snack on, like you said, the quinoa chips, or one of the awesome thing I love things cauliflower. They have these cauliflower chips.
Sure. Well done.
That are good. So give us some, you know, some snack foods.
Yeah, cauliflower good, chips like that. And make sure that you got to watch the cauliflower thing, because sometimes it's cauliflower infused instead of being cauliflower. Yeah, you got to watch that. Yeah. So cauliflower chips, quinoa chips, almonds. I mean, you know, one of the classic examples I use with people all the time is some sort of a nut, you know, walnuts, almonds, or pecans.
Cashews
are good. I would rate them four. Not bad, but I would put walnuts first. I'd put almonds and pecans right there, and a piece of fruit. You know, and again, don't buy the apple juice from 7-Eleven. Go to the grocery store and buy some apples. Buy a bag of apples for less money.
And then
get the fiber from the skin and the good gut bacteria from the fibers. Folks, you need fibers. You know, this expensive sugar that you're buying, you're tearing your gut up. And we crave at the end of the day what our gut craves. And when you throw all this sugar down your system, you're continuing to build and proliferate the bad gut bacteria that's making you crave. We don't crave what we crave. We crave what our gut craves. And if you keep feeding that bad gut bacteria, you're going to keep wanting that food. That's what a craving is. But when you start to switch that bill and fill it with fibers kill off the bad gut bacteria and feed the good guys. That's what you want to do. So when you start doing, I mean, that's a really big thing for people to learn too. Think about your internal system. You crave what your internal system tells you to crave. Your gut tells your brain, that sugar is amazing. And I need more, I need more, I need more. And when you cut that off, you're not feeding it anymore, it dies off.
Well, Robert, this is good stuff, bro, man. I thoroughly enjoyed it. just, man, this is rich. Listen, everybody out there that's listening right now, the myth is demystified.
Big time.
It is gone. Yeah. It is, I'm under conviction. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, you don't lie to yourself, because now you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, bottom line, Robert, we know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what it is, bridging this gap. Mm-hmm. And our side, man, I mean, we don't know. I mean, that's what we want, education like that.
Yep, yep. Share this with everybody, and, too. Yeah. Everybody, you could share
please,
this.
Yeah, please, yes, share this out. Yeah. Share this out. And also, if you would, just subscribe if you're not already, and then leave a review. Give us a 5-star review. Tell us what you think, because I know it's going to be life-changing. This episode is going to be life-changing. Mm-hmm. And, but anyways, on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, myself, I am Sean Maroney, and Robert Reams, you know, we love you. And we got this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're worth it.
Yeah, you are.
You're worth it, and you can make it. Mm-hmm. Right, Robert?
That's right. That's right.
They can make it.
That's right. Don't stop just thinking, just going through the motions and doing what knee-jerk reactions, what we talked about earlier. That, 'cause when you go into these stores, what surrounds you is not necessarily what's best for you. So start to take an inventory, like, critical decision. What do I do? Do I buy that junk food, or let me, you know what? I don't need it because I've secured my environment at home. I don't need it. I got good snacks in my car that I brought with me. I don't need that stuff. And you got to start thinking like that. And it may not happen overnight, because so many people's momentum out there is out of control, but you've got it right now listening to this. I hope that your car has come to a screeching halt and that you're taking a look at this and going, maybe what I've been doing is not the best way to go, and not the best thing to do, mm-hmm. because I really do deserve better. I want better health. I want to be better for my kids. I want to be better for everybody around me. I want to be better for myself, and I want to live the life I deserve. So I want to feed my fuel to maximize that. That's what it's all about. You know, just take care of you, mm-hmm. so you can take care of everybody else around you that needs you.
And remember that critical decision.
Mm-hmm. You make it all the time.
Everyone, all of us have it. Mm-hmm. And whatever our body has been accustomed to, you know what? It takes a lot of, it's not easy. Mm-mm. And I'm still a dog in the fight. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I'm still fighting. But guess what? I'm going to get there, because let's get healthy, mm-hmm. and let's stay healthy. And until next time, remember this. Be true to yourself. We love you, and have a great day.
Thank you for having me on, Sean. Everybody, just, you know.
You're welcome, bro.
Yeah, live the life you deserve. You deserve the best for you. Just,
yes.
Grab it.
We love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.